Coach Mack, congratulations on the win Saturday, 19-13 at Lafayette. Just as you come back and look at the game, what pleased you with the way your team performed?
Well, we found a way to win on the road again, Rob. I thought we played decent complementary football. We did a very good job on offense of creating drives, sustaining drives. The only thing we didn't do on offense, in my mind, is finish drives, Rob. You know, one of the disappointing things of the trip, whether getting sevens or threes down there in tight. We didn't make the plays necessary in the red zone, in the high red zone or the deep red zone, to put some points on the board that would have really helped. Missed some field goals, missed some opportunities down there. We got to be better than that. On defense, thought we did a good job of stopping the run. Thought we did a good job of getting off the field on third downs. Had one punch right in the mouth, to be honest with you, early in the game, Rob, when they, you know, took the opening kickoff back and nerved me up a little bit, but we responded pretty well. Played a tough game on the road against a very good, I think, tough physical Lafayette team.
Yeah, dude, talk about that. I mean, you go on the road and have somebody take a kickoff back and be down 7-0 right out of the gate, but your defense seemed to really step up, only let up a couple of field goals the rest of the way. What did you like about the way they got after Lafayette?
Well, the first thing that they did is they ran the football, you know, and that's a trademark of what we do and how we do things. And one of the most important things about a defense is getting there. The second thing is that we tackled pretty well. We did a good job on third down, getting off the field. I think we're three of they were three, something like that. You know, it was a situation, Rob, where they rose to the occasion and played. We did a good job of fitting the run and staying the run. You know, they had a freshman quarterback starting, and I think our defensive staff and our defensive kids do a great job of disguising what they're doing and how they're doing things. Yeah, we, you know, played pretty well on the road to give us a win, give us that opportunity.
Got a couple questions for you. The first from Kyle Kensing. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. Coach, I wanted to ask you something kind of different here. I had seen on social media, wasn't sure if you had seen this as well, but Charles Briscoe, after the game, spending some time with some special needs kids. I wasn't sure if you'd seen that, but
yeah, I saw it. You know, I just can't tell you how important that is, you know, to put everything what we need to do in perspective for what we do and how we do it. Charles is a tremendous kid, effervescent personality, going out and, you know, when kids come to a game, and whether it's special needs or regular kids, they're giving us an opportunity to show how much we appreciate people coming to games, caring about us and being part of the College Game Day experience. And it was a great venue. I hadn't been to Lafayette for a long, long time, and the setup is great, but it's also a fan-friendly place, as evidence of having guys, kids down on the field right near the gate as we're coming off.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Coach.
Next question, Sean, from Roger Brown. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. How are you, Sean?
Well, Roger, how are you doing?
Well, good. Couple things about Ryan Toscano, if I could. What did you see prior to the season to make you confident enough to insert him into the lineup? And how would you assess his play after three games?
First of all, Ryan has been involved in the rotation now since the beginning of last spring. And we were very fortunate last spring to have four linebackers, Toscano, Williams, Ole Manzik, and Bryce Shaw. Unfortunately, Manzik got hurt, so now it gave Ryan some extra opportunities to get practice time, more importantly, get playing time, and he stepped up. The kid runs the football. He's a very good athlete. He is very instinctive. You know, Roger, you saw him in high school at Bedford High School. He did everything for that place, you know, linebacker, kick, snap, returns kicks, played offense, played defense. He's a Gatorade Player of the Year. You know, he's walked on this program. He's earned money now. He's playing at a very good level. It's a credit to him that he's worked that hard to do what he needs to do. And more importantly, it's very helpful for us. He's playing pretty well right now.
And quickly, what is Ole's situation? Is he coming back soon or?
Week-to-week thing. He's had a unique accident this summer swimming in Hampton Beach. He cut his cut his calf pretty deep, body surf cut. And, you know, and we thought we had it going. And then just in and towards the end of camp, he really strained it again. We didn't know if he pulled it, broke it, whatever it was. And he's recuperating, just got out of the boot. Hopefully we'll have him back in 3 or 4 weeks here.
Okay, thank you.
Chris Mack, obviously a big challenge this Saturday heading to Pitt. As you've taken an early look at them, just talk about some of the challenges that they're going to present for you.
You think, Rob? You think? Man, you know, probably the most talented football team we've ever played on both sides of the ball. And you got to remember who they are and what they are. You have a storied tradition of football, and they are playing in one of the top conferences, Power Five football. They just went down to Tennessee and beat Tennessee at Tennessee. Came back, got caught by Western Michigan, who's a really good football team, and they get beat at home. Probably worst case scenario that can happen to the University of New Hampshire, Rob, because there, as I told the kids, their antennas are going to be up at Heinz Field at noontime on Saturday afternoon. That being said, it's a great opportunity for us. That being said, we got to go and see where we fit. We've been there before. It's a great environment to play football in, a great stadium. Wish we were playing that team we played like 8-10 years ago, not this team we're playing right now. They're really fast. They're athletic. They are violent when they get to the football on defense. And Pat Narduzzi and Randy Bates, two guys I know pretty well, do a great job with their defense. It's going to be better on Saturday than it was last Saturday. Mark Whipple's a very good friend of mine to coach the offense. They got Kenny Pickett, a quarterback, who's a pro prospect, 6'3", 220. He is a dynamic football player, throw, run, and all that stuff. One of their wide receivers, maybe one of the fastest kids that we have seen, Jordan Addison. I mean, they're big up front. Got our hands full, Ron, to say the least, man. Got our hands full.
All right. Well, Coach Mack, safe travels to Pitt. Good luck on Saturday, and we'll talk again next week.
All right. I'll have my alarm set next week a little bit better, Rob.
All right. Thanks, Coach.